B-Pod Studios.
Mike Missinelli, 97.5 FM, Philly's first FM sports station.
We on an uneven playing field, top of the totem pole. 97.5, Mike Missinelli show. Si, senor, we numero uno. And internationally large, just like a sumo. 2-6, Monday to TGIF. Mikey misses the Philly, where Hades the wide clef. A man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. Our competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, record number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in the drive time slot. It's kinda hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like the opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to rock.
Good afternoon, everybody. Mike Missinelli Show. 97.5, the Fanatic, NBC Sports, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. Where do I begin? Do I begin in the middle of a week in anticipation of the start of an NFL football season where the Eagles are a 9.5-point favorite en route to what a lot of people think could be a Super Bowl year? Or do I start with the Phillies and their quest to go 18-8 the rest of the year? We talked about it. Now they only have to go 17-8 because they win again yesterday. And they're hanging in there. And they win again, even though my favorite pitcher, five-inning Vinny, only went 2 and change. And so the bullpen carried through. As this is my theory, you got to continue to use that bullpen after 10 days, what do you got left? It's not the main topic. Is it the main topic today, Tyrone? What's the main topic in your view? Is it the Phillies? Is it the Eagles?
To me, it's the Eagles, but not in the conventional way of previous seasons.
The Eagles are absolutely more important at this stage of our lives. However, there's no intrigue. The Phillies have intrigue attached to them. The Eagles don't have any intrigue going into game one. They may have intrigue going into game four, whatever it is. Going into game one, when you're playing a mutt team like the Redskins, there's really no worry that they're not going to win this game. There's no worry at all. Normally, there is a little worry, you would think. Carson Wentz has been playing a really long time. All these injured starters getting thrown back in. There's no continuity. All that's, but it's not a worry. Eagle fans know, again, we go back to how smart Philadelphia sports fans are. Eagle fans are smart enough to figure out there's no angst with this game, right? If there was angst, if there were subjects, if there were issues, people would talk about them. There are issues, but they're not important because they're 9.5-point favorite against a bad football team. So it doesn't matter if they're not at their very Super Bowl edge best going into game one. So therefore, people aren't talking about it.
Yeah, but that's weird. And it's weird from our past because we should be excited just because we have football. And we haven't had football.
Nah, see, we're not phony like that.
We always were phony.
The Philadelphia fan base is not phony like that just to have football back. We look beyond that now. Just to have football back used to be a theme. But after you win a Super Bowl and you're predicted to be a contender for another, people look past it now. They don't have to get all, you know, crazy with angst at the start of a season. The Eagles right now have provided a blanket of memory foam for their fan base. A mattress of memory foam, not a blanket. That would be really weird. And that's why we're not getting I can't wait for the season. Because, see, we know the season's starting on Sunday. We know they're going to win the game. We know they're a good team. The angst has been taken away from the fan base. Now, if they play this one close and they need a last-second field goal to win it, the following week will provide angst. If they lose to the Falcons, that'll provide angst. But going into this game, the fact that Carson hasn't played in a long time and the fact that they're throwing in a bunch of injured players that didn't play in the preseason does not matter to a smart fan base because a smart fan base knows that this is a good team.
Yeah, I don't like it, Mike.
Well, what don't you like about it?
I thought last year
comfortable.
Last year we were too comfortable. I was in dynasty mode. A lot of fans were giving a pass, or even if they weren't giving a pass, they kind of were giving a pass because they had won a Super Bowl, and you were okay with it. I wasn't. And now we're more removed. I'm juiced up for football.
You know, there's a difference between being juiced up for football. We're all juiced up for football. We can't wait for Sunday to wake up, have coffee, relax, and get to the game. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the normal angst that would accompany game one of an Eagle season is not there. And that's why people aren't reacting to the start of the football season. If they were playing a better opponent, angst. If somebody was going to be missing an important player, angst. We are residing in comfort now. It's a good feeling. I feel good about being comfortable with where the Eagles are right now. Let me ask you this question. Have they done the very best for the fan base by providing, in my opinion, the deepest team they've had?
Absolutely.
Right?
I believe
in the
squad.
Well, if I know that, I feel relaxed about that. How can I be all emotional about the start of the season? What I know is they're good. What I know is they're going to win game one. So, if you go in knowing that, there's a comfort level where you're not going to get overly excited about talking about the game. And that's what people do. I'm listening all week. People aren't really talking about the game. You know, it's not a game that you talk about, really. Right? Normally we would analyze. Well, what's Washington's 3-4 going to do? The Eagles' offensive line is good. The quarterback is good. The weapons are good. They got more weapons than ever. So, I go into this game feeling comfortable. The Phillies are the more brazen topic at the stage. No? You're not feeling that?
No,
well, you're the one said 18-8.
Oh, 18-8 is going
to
happen.
I mean, you're on a treadmill to glory with the Phillies.
I feel really great about what happened, and last night once again I feel great about it. I'm not worried about the bullpen because they have all these extra arms thanks to September call ups, which I think shouldn't be allowed. But as long as they're allowed, we have the perfect manager to overmanage a game and use up those guys.
All right. So that's an issue. It's a treadmill situation with the Eagles, with the Phillies. With the Eagles, you're floating on salt water. Yeah. It's a float on salt water.
But should we? Should we?
I wait till the game to get here.
You're like a buoy.
Yeah, they're going to win the game. You're just floating around.
I can't float. I always sink, and I'm always afraid of sinking.
Let me ask you this question. You're excited for the start of the season.
Yes.
Does fear accompany that excitement? I don't get... You're not afraid of anything, are you?
I'm not afraid of week one at all.
Okay.
But, I always have butterflies about my team until I see them play in a regular season game.
Butterflies about this game and this team?
Yes, because
most of the fan base doesn't, and I certainly don't.
I do.
I think when they do, it comes to the same thing that we've harped on all summer. It's the same issue that we've harped on all summer. If there is any anxiety around it, it's just health. That's it. It's not performance.
Exactly.
That's it.
So that puts you in a sleep mode. Your computer's in sleep mode. You know, it'll wake up Sunday morning and you'll be ready for the game. But it's like I look at this and I go, okay, here it is. It's Wednesday. It's General Knowledge Wednesday. What burning issues are bothering me about the Eagles? I'm excited for the season. I want this damn game to come. We've been waiting for so long for this game to actually start the season. But it's a different kind of anticipation. It's an anticipation of, let's get this season started, because this season is going to be really good. It's unusual. Other years, before they won a Super Bowl, there was a different mindset.
Right.
We know they've already got one in their belt, and this may be a better team than what they had that won it.
It is 1-53. A better team. And that's part of the reason why I need to see it. And I don't have any relaxation whatsoever. I'm not going to relax until I have three parades. At my third parade, I might not even get there on time. I get there a little late. I'll be relaxed. But I'm still at the razor's edge. I was last year. You remember?
I remember.
And I'm still there. And I wonder about us as a fan base. We're mollified too easily.
No. See, here's the thing. We've been following sports in this town for a really long time. I have more than most. You know when a team is good and when a team is not. This team is good. ain't no reason for angst for two teams that we have right now in the city. This football team and this basketball team. We're excited more than we're angst-ridden for these seasons to start because we know they're good. And with that comes comfort. And with comfort comes, I'm not going to get on the phone and do an Eagles cheer. Because we're comfortable.
I hear you, Mike. I defer to your wisdom. I don't like it.
I don't understand. You know, how could you not like comfort? This is a mindset I've been trying to change in this city. Be appreciative that you are an elite.
I expect them to win a Super Bowl.
All right.
I am not.
All right. They're elite.
They are
so
elite.
So be comfortable this week that they are elite until the coin flip comes out and who receives and who defers.
They'll defer.
And then you get the game going and you'll spend 3 hours watching the Eagles wax the Washington Redskins. And we're going to say next week, boy, look how good they are.
Then I'll be saying, let's look forward to that tough road game all at right. the Falcons.
Okay, just one little newsy item. I don't even know it's newsy. These NFL reporters sometimes get stuff right, sometimes don't. Sometimes they're plugged in, sometimes they're not. Well, Albert Breer was a guy we used to have on the show a lot, and he's a pretty plugged in guy. He's a pretty good reporter. And he says, that he put the following tweet out. Did a little digging around on the Melvin Gordon trade market. As you know, the Chargers have given he and his agent permission to seek a trade. To give you an idea of where it is, the only offer I came across was from Philly. In that deal, Jordan Howard would go to L.A., the teams would swap mid-round picks, and the Chargers would eat salary. L.A. obviously said no. The Eagles were interested.
Good.
You like that?
You always got to make yourself better. Most likely because Sanders seems to, in their eyes, has impressed. Howard probably's on a one-year deal. Uh-huh. Gordon would be on a one-year deal. Who's a better player? Most likely Gordon. 99 out of 100 days. Mm-hmm. If you can get him, sure. Because you know who your back of the future is. Meanwhile, you amplify yourself for that Super Bowl run.
How do you think that affects Jordan Howard?
That they're not glad that this leaked out. And I don't blame him if he's angry about it.
All right. Today is General Knowledge Wednesday. What are we giving away today? Let's see. We're giving away some good stuff today?
Great stuff.
All right. We're giving away... So you're in the running if you answer a question correctly to win an entry worth $150 to play in SugarHouse.com's $500,000 Pennsylvania Pick'em Football Challenge. I've been telling you about that all week in commercials. There's a guaranteed $500,000 prize pool. You'll get $150 to play. And I think it's, $150 an entry? So you get an entry into a $500,000 prize pool. And you have to pick the winners. No spreads all year long. You must be 21 or older to play. You can still sign up now and make your week one picks before September 8th by visiting PlaySugarHouse.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. We're going to announce the winning name at the end of the show today. Also, we're giving away a $50 Hooters gift card an hour today to someone who gets a question correectly.
Yes.
All right, so how are we going to do it? We're just going to pick at somebody at random?
Nope. We have a plan. So during the call, if I play...
It unleashes this nut.
That is when that call will be playing for
$50
Hooters gift card, because General Knowledge Wednesday is brought to us by Hooters, and we'll be there tomorrow. Yeah,
that's right. We're doing the show there tomorrow.
Woo-hoo!
So when you hear it unleashes this nut,
yes,
then you will get the $50 Hooters gift card.
It's unleashed.
You have a chance if you get it right. If you get it right.
Here are the topics. General knowledge. Movies by spoiler. I'm going to give you the spoiler. And you have to tell me the movie.
Huh.
All right? These are older movies, so it's not like I'm giving you any kind of new movie spoiler. Beatles first names, Natalie.
Ooh.
Beatles lyrics first names.
Oh, I love this.
All right.
Yeah.
So if I said to you, In the Sky with Diamonds,
Lucy.
That's correct. See where I'm going with this? And then, just in honor of our president, because he knows so much about the Bible, as we learned recently in an interview where he was asked to give his favorite part of the Bible, and he says, I like all of them. Quotes of Jesus.
Oh, I should probably, I should ace this one,
too. Yes, quotes of Jesus. And we go through the Bible, and we go, like, for instance, Matthew 4:4. Man shall not live by blank alone.
Sin?
No.
I forget.
Get that one wrong.
I forget. Maybe I'm not as sharp as I thought I was.
Man shall not live by bread alone.
Bread. I thought it was bread.
Matthew 4:4.
I panicked. It's been a while.
I have this
like Catholic school pressure coming back on me now.
You do. The pressure is on. All right. 610-632-0975. Mike Misnelli Show back after this.
The Mike Misnelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Mike Misnelli Show, 2 o'clock hour, is brought to us by Ferguson HVAC Lyon Conklin. Attention HVAC contractors, visit Ferguson's counter location on North 7th Street in Philadelphia today for equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. Time start Twitter poll. It's brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Attention all landscapers, if you're looking to repower a zero turn or a walk behind mower instead of buying a new one, Moyer has the best deals around for an engine replacement. They have the engines in stock. Visit paulbmoyer.com for details. Natalie Eganoff.
Thanks, Mike. We have over 400 votes on this one early. How are you feeling heading into the season? 63% say relaxed, 37% say anxious.
All righty. Now, let's get an email from a guy. And the guy writes and he says, I disagree with your premise that fans are too smart to talk football. I didn't say they're too smart to talk football. I said they're too smart not to realize that this is a good team. Don't twist my words. He goes, I actually turned on the radio to hear some Eagles talk. You apparently have made the choice to not speak about the season in a way that fans would want to call and talk about it. We're going to talk about the Eagles season. What I'm saying is this. We're not missing any angles for the Eagles season. They are a elite team in the NFC. They're a top three team in the NFC, probably top five overall. They have a top five or top six quarterback in the league when he's healthy, and right now he's healthy. They have surrounded him with very good skill players. Now, they have a defense that's decent, maybe better than decent, but certainly not terrible enough to dilute what they do on offense. So what angle are we missing? What area are we not talking about the way fans would want to talk about it? I want to talk about how good they are. We're not going to shut down people who want to talk about the Eagles. What I'm saying is it's been a mild reaction going into the first week of the season. Why? I'm trying to figure out reasons for that. Why it is for me is that this fan base is comfortable with how good they are. And they're not picking apart little things. Come on, man. Guy's name is Don Anderson. Come on, Don. Hear what I'm talking about here. Holmes. All right, let's go to Gene in Doylestown to start things off. Gene, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Gene.
Good afternoon, Michael. How are you?
What's up, Gene?
I'm watching the Phillies last night, and after the game, I'm listening to the announcers, and they said something that struck me. And they're just good enough. And when did that become acceptable, to be just good enough?
Well, at this stage, you take what you got. They are just good enough. I mean, to me, they're not quite good enough. I think you're going to miss it by just a slim margin. But what do you want them to say?
I don't know.
The announcers aren't there to criticize the organization, first of all.
And I guess that was my question. Are they? Is that
they're employed by the Phillies?
So they're they're not allowed to be critical.
Well, it's not like they're not allowed, but the Phillies don't want to have their own employees rip into the franchise. I mean, that goes without saying with any business, right?
Yeah. I do. I get that. I really do. And I guess my question is as a fan base, when did that become acceptable?
Well, you've been hearing us bitch and moan all year. It's not acceptable to the fan base. The fan base has been totally disappointed with the way this season has gone.
Very awesome. Then
when have you heard this fan base being accepting this year of the Phillies? We're not accepting of them.
And again, I've been one of the ones that have been, bitching and moaning the loudest.
Well, yeah, the majority of people. I'm telling you, it's like having your fingernails pulled out following this team. It really is. There's angst every day. They'll win a couple, and then they'll give it up to a team like San Diego. And they'll win a couple here. They'll sweep the Cubs, and they'll lose. It's been one of those things. Now, right now, there are a lot of people that are convinced that the Phillies are going to go on this wild run. We'll see. They won the first two games in Cincinnati. We'll see if they win the next two.
I am not convinced that there's going to be this wild run. I don't see the 18-8 happening. I've talked about it with you before. I don't think they have the arms to do it. I mean, hopefully Nola comes out tonight, does what he always does. They win another game. We're up to, four in a row. But, what do we do after that?
Well, the schedule is pretty hard after this. So I don't think they're going to get it done. But we'll see. Now, would you like a general knowledge question?
Sure, I'll take it.
All right. The general knowledge category. If you're a general knowledge question, you can qualify for a $500,000 bet on PlaySugarHouse.com. What comes next in this sequence? Pebble, stone, rock, blank.
Boulder.
Correct. Boulder. It was an easy one to start things off.
It's a big jump.
So he will also be in the running for no, he won't be because he didn't get the sound bite. So he is in the running to win an entry worth $150 to play in the PlaySugarHouse.com's $500,000 Pennsylvania Pick'em Football Challenge, which is a nice gift. That's like a high priced lottery ticket, what he just won.
Yep.
But in a way it's better because you have control over this. You don't have control over a lottery ticket. You have control over this because you pick the teams that you're using your knowledge. This is why I don't play games of chance. This is why I will only play blackjack and pie gal poker. Because I have somewhat of a control over it.
Because you make the decisions.
Right. So, yeah. Like people were tossing around at the golf course this block pole.
Mm-hmm.
For the Eagles.
You didn't do it?
The numbers.
Yeah.
I never do that.
I love the block pool, too. They're so fun.
I don't play games of chance like that. Like luck. I don't play luck games. I play where I have an influence on the result.
Yeah, but you bet games.
Because I'm using my expertise to bet the game.
Right.
This is random. Some number pops up, and if you have it, you win. I don't play those kind of games.
You don't play the lottery ever?
No.
Really?
No.
I mean, well.
You don't need the money.
I guess you really don't need the money.
No. Everybody needs the money.
Yeah.
Who wins the lottery?
People win the lottery.
Have you won?
My dad has won for me once.
What'd you win?
I don't know. $10? He plays my birthday every day. He plays my birthday every day.
She wants you to snitch to the IRS. Don't snitch.
No, he plays for the straight and box, like I think for like $50.
See, this is from my Wildwood Boardwalk days. I won't put the quarter on some random number or name that has to come up on a wheel, but I will shoot the damn water guns because I got control over the gun.
I see.
See what I'm saying?
No pop for you.
No. Let's go to Drew in Westchester. Drew, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Drew.
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
What's going on, Drew?
Hey, man. How you doing? I was actually on hold yesterday. I was going to talk to you, so hopefully I didn't. This topic hasn't been completely exasperated yet. I was actually in the waiting room waiting for my mom to have surgery for her heart, and unfortunately she didn't make the surgery.
So
she passed actually while I was on the phone.
Oh, man, I'm so sorry. So sorry to hear that, Drew.
Yeah, no, man, it's all good, bro. But that's why I listen to you guys to try to, take my mind off these things, and
that's why you guys are there. I think a lot of times you help us, you know, as listeners and stuff with those distractions. So I appreciate that. So, like I was saying, I hope I didn't, the topic with Clowney and McCoy, I hope they haven't been completely worn out yet because I didn't get a chance to chime in yet. Do you think we made any mistake with not taking a chance on either of those guys?
No.
No?
No, I, you know, they're okay at defensive end at this point. I mean, I would have liked Clowney. It would have cost you a lot, and the salary cap situation. Sean McCoy, I think, is done.
That's what I was thinking. I thought Clowney was the bigger loss than McCoy, yeah.
Now, we'll see. Watch him have a resurgence. He'll get a chance to play with this guy. So, who knows? But, you know what? Yeah. Running backs, his year last year was beat. And I think that, you know, running backs get to a certain age and they expire.
Yeah, no, I hear you, Mike.
All right, man. You want a general knowledge question?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, here we go. Movies by spoiler, Drew. I'm going to give you the spoiler. And the spoiler is the planet was Earth all along.
It unleashes this nut.
And Drew, if you get it, you will get the $50 Hooters gift card.
I appreciate that. It was Planet of the Apes.
That is correct, Drew. Nicely done. The Planet of the Apes. The planet was Earth all along. So Drew cashes in twice there.
Nice.
Let's go to Ben in Nazareth. Ben, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ben.
Mike, how's it going, man?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, I was just thinking about your comment. I have trepidation going into the season with the Eagles. I mean, we've seen nothing from Howard. I mean, we have, you know, on different team, but with the Eagles and Miles Sanders, he hasn't even seen a regular game. Whiteside hasn't. I mean, he's played preseason outstandingly well, but I mean, then we got Nelson Aguilar. Which version are we going to get of him? And then we got the corners. Can they stay healthy? I mean, we have yet to see that, a full backfield. So don't get me wrong here. Now, you kind of have a point. I'm not worried about the wins. I think we're easily a 10-win season ahead of us. But
more than a 10-win season.
I'm hoping so. I mean, like I say, it all depends. I mean, you know, Miles Sanders, is he going to step up to the plate? I mean, there's a lot of
you're right. There are questions about the overall success of the team, but we're taking it like one step at a time here. I don't have any worries at all about week one, and that's what we're talking about here.
Gotcha.
So
okay.
the season is beginning, and you're going, okay, what we know is that the Eagles are a very good team in their conference, and there is no shot that a feeble team like the Washington Redskins with no weapons in Case Keenum are going to pull an upset.
Okay, I totally agree. Yeah, I'm not worried about week one, and then we'll judge,
like, as they play, we'll see what their weaknesses are. But going into the season, we haven't seen a weakness yet, except for, like, we're speculating on what would a weakness be. We haven't even seen it yet.
Okay, that makes more sense now. Yeah, I mean, you know, anything could happen week one. I mean, you got to kind of knock the dust off. But, I mean, you know, you're talking maybe a half. Easily, I'm hoping Carson can come back with some clutchness in, you know, quarter four, even if we're down 21 points. It's happened before. I mean, we can do it. It's just, you know, but I agree.
We looked at the schedule, and we looked at where the trouble spots will be. Now, are they going to lose a game that we expect them to win? Probably, because that's what happens in an NFL season. But right now, you can't erase this premise. They're an elite team in the conference. They are a favorite to win the conference in most cases. So, like, what are we? Where's the angst this week?
Right. Okay, that I can see. There really isn't any. I mean, I'm trying to think of something. I mean, you know, the pass rush, something like that.
See, this is what Eagle fans do, though. They have to have something that will pull them back.
Right.
And what I'm saying to you is, don't sit, float on the salt water for a while.
I got you there. I mean, I hear it a lot, too. So, no, I totally agree with you there.
All right, man. You want a general knowledge question?
Yeah, sure.
Beatles lyrics.
All right.
First name, Beatle lyrics. All right, so if I say, Lovely Meter Maid, what first name am I looking for?
Oh, say it again. Lovely Meter Maid. Oh. Is that Penny Lane?
That's not Penny Lane. That is Lovely Rita Meter Maid. My man, not in tune with the Beatles. Although he did say Penny Lane.
Yeah, that's not one of my favorites.
I was going to say, that's not one of their, like, no, doesn't Penny like stand out. No, Penny Lane.
Oh, Lovely Rita Meadermaid?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
It's okay.
Yeah, I agree.
Of all the Beatles songs.
Yeah, well, that one happened to be a first name Beatles song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just saying. Wasn't their best.
My apologies. Judge Levittown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Judge.
Hey, Mike, thanks for having me.
What's up, Judge?
I couldn't have come soon enough. That last guy was a total stick in the mud. And this season is going to be off the chains. I am ready for week one. Josh McCown is going to have better stats than Case Keenum playing in the second half only because we're going to be up by 31 going into the half. Yeah. They are going to dominate this week. I have no trepidation, no uneasiness. And the Phillies playing at 525 all season aren't playing at 775 for the rest of it. So I'm not even thinking about it.
You know, I see that's where I am. I'm not on the hook. Tyrone's fully on the hook about this 18-8 finish.
Nope. And he
was crowing. They won. Now it's only 17-8. They have to go.
I know. I'm counting with them, but I don't expect it to happen. I just think the rest of the week the topic should be how much we're going to blow the Redskins out by.
Yeah, I actually agree with you. I think they're going to get up really big early in this game. I don't know about 31 at halftime.
Week two, I will have trepidation, but this week, I am all in.
Yeah. Now, and again, we'll see if there are any flaws. We'll see them as the season goes on. But you have to measure the team on what they are right now. And what they are right now, on paper, that's all we have. They're damn good.
Man, looks pretty good.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Good. All right, man. Good. Quotes of Jesus. Oh, you're allowed to use a lifeline and call Donald Trump. So here it is. This is Matthew 5:5. Blessed are the blank, for they will inherit the earth.
I'll go with Eagles.
Well, there's some non-biblical scholars out there. Natalie.
Now, that's from the Beatitudes, right?
It's Matthew 5:5.
Yeah. Blessed are the meek?
That's correct.
Yes.
Well, you didn't say that with much confidence at all.
Well, because there's different sayings for that.
Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth.
Yeah.
What's the other one? I didn't know there was another one.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them. Hold on. I can't remember. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth.
Okay.
It's Matthew 5, verses 3-12.
Well, very good. That's very,
also known as the Beatitudes.
The Beatitudes?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I was unaware of that.
Well.
That's deep Bible knowledge.
I'm just a little rusty.
Yep. A little religion class remnants from you.
It's great at theology.
Booney's getting all of these, of course.
Yeah, he is a
biblical man.
I got the first two,
and I'm not a biblical scholar.
Well, you were reading the Bible.
Yeah, but it's like I've heard these over the years. These aren't new things. Like, blessed are the meek, they will inherit the earth. I've heard that I've heard that a million times without even picking up a Bible. Said man shall not live by bread alone. I heard that a million times without picking up a Bible.
Well,
I mean, I don't want to, chastise Booney or take some points away from Booney. But come on, we're not even to the hard Jesus sayings yet.
He's got 16 years of Catholic education.
Well, yeah.
I don't think he
does.
Gets one of these wrong.
I don't know. Yeah. He's definitely better than I am.
I don't have the Catholic education. I go by the seat of my pants. I keep my ear out.
Booney still goes to Quizzo at St. Mary Magdalene's.
Oh, he does?
Yes, he does.
Well, good for Booney.
And he won.
Awesome. So he'll get all
church,
of these.
In the church basement. I'm not lying.
These are really easy biblical quotes.
Yeah.
Well, everybody should get them without even, you wouldn't even have to know the Bible to get these quotes.
Well, they're New Testament, so that's...
Correct.
So people who don't study, who don't really know or follow the New Testament might not know
there's
that.
A lot, there's a lot of... There's a lot
Jewish
of,
people, you're
there's
saying?
There's a lot of Maddie in here. Matthew had a lot of the sayings.
Well, his book was traditionally the book that mostly had Jesus' stories in it.
That is correct.
Yes.
Yeah, so Matt is well represented.
Yes.
In this quiz.
Matt.
610-632-0975. Mike Masnelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The Mike Masnelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
.246 Mike Misnelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. Ron Jaworski's show is back for another season tonight, right? Starts tonight, live from Valley Brook Country Club. Special guest, Freddie Mitchell. Now, there's a little dynamic here. First of all, Freddie was at FanFest. He was up there hanging.
He's up in VIP.
Yes, and I overheard a conversation where Freddie was being counseled by another football player. And he said, Freddie, you got to make up with five. And Freddie doesn't want anything to do with it. Now, five is a member of the Fanatic family.
He is now a member of the Fanatic family.
Yes, now let's get this straight. So, five.
Number five will always love you.
Correct. And he will love you in the morning on the morning show.
Yes.
He's on every when? Monday, right?
I think it'll be
analyzing the football games.
Well, it's Tuesday this week, but that could have been because of the holiday. 9:30, I think it is.
Yeah, and a lot of people were upset about it. Now, here's the thing about radio. You might not like Donovan McNabb, but he's got cachet as the best quarterback in franchise history, and he says stuff that you may not agree with, which makes him a really good guest because you'll listen to him whether you like him or not. The people that don't like him want to listen to him because they want to hear him say something irritating again so they can re-hate him. And other people want to hear actually some football expertise from a quarterback who's got some accomplishment in this town. Yeah. So we don't look at it like, well, people hate him. We look at it like, what is the merit of the guest? And he has merit on both sides.
He absolutely does. And I look forward to him saying something I don't like.
Exactly.
And it's so soon, because I know he'll do it.
Right. And people are going to listen to hear him say something they don't like. It's like the proverbial traffic accident.
Yep.
You can't turn away sometimes.
Yeah, he's compelling when he says things. I'm not a fan of him personally.
No, and nor am I.
But,
you know.
But
I've given him his due.
I think it's a great get for the station.
I do too.
Yeah, I think it's a great gift for the state.
I think it would, you know, like I would love to have Donovan on because we've sparred in the past, and we would spar, you know, a lot if he was on.
Yeah, that decision was above my pay grade.
Yeah. I didn't know anything about it, so yeah, it was way above my pay grade. Apparently,
yeah,
it wasn't even mentioned to me. I had no idea it was happening. All right, let's go back to the phones. Jim in Havertown. Jim.
Yo, Mike, it's funny you talked about your pay grade again. I was going to leave you alone with that. But when Natalie said to you, you don't play that, what's the name, lottery, because you don't need it. I like how you try to stay back in touch, brother, and say, come on, man, everybody needs money.
Well, of course. Of course. Would I want to hit the lottery? You're damn right I didn't want to hit the lottery. Yeah.
I know you ain't got $500 million, but you're doing better than most.
Well, listen, but it's just the game of chance doesn't interest me.
No, I understand.
All right.
I always like the games of skill myself.
Yeah.
The only thing I still do for competition, because I'm old and heavy now, is pool. I shoot pool, but I'd much rather play for a drink or $5 because I lose my interest when I'm shooting against you if I'm not playing for anything.
I got you. It's like going on a golf course.
Yeah. There you go. I know you play for, what's the name? You know, shortest strokes, whatever, you know. Yeah. Shortest on the nine. I understand. I want to get a Schwartz, brother. I'm going to try to put it in realm of where you guys are probably going to agree with me. If you don't shoot the minimum that the NBA shoots of three-pointers this day and age, then aren't you doing something wrong? Isn't your team based on the wrong thing the way the NBA is this day and age? So in that hand, if Schwartz is that below the league average of blitz packages, and when he does blitz, he only sends one guy, he drives me nuts, Mike. I'm telling you, three this guy up. I want to see Fletcher Cox freed up just a little bit, brother. Just at least do the average of what the other NFL, the other 31 guys do.
They blitz their line. It's not about Fletcher Cox. You're talking about safety blitzes and occasional linebacker blitzes. They don't do that.
I want to shoot that A gap with the what's the name, two linebackers. You know, I want to free up Cox. That's what I want to do. I want to free up Cox.
Well, they think Cox is good enough to free himself up. So they don't
know,
give
that's it. What they get away with. Here's the thing.
This is like an analogy to baseball. He does not like to give up the big play. Therefore, he doesn't want to blitz. It's like in baseball, you don't want to give up an out because you think your guy can drive a ball into the gap and score run.
What's the name? Me and you both know, a professional football, especially all football, is based in aggression. That's why we love defense in this town. Let me ask you this question.
Well, screw Buddy Ryan, all right?
Enough
Buddy Ryan. Has Jim Schwartz been a bad defensive coordinator?
He's been nothing special.
Not bad. Okay? I didn't ask you if he was nothing special. He has been a competent defensive coordinator for this team. I know we all like the blitz, the exciting bash at a quarterback. We're not going to get it. They have decided to go this route. To me, with the way this offense is, the only thing that would beat the Eagles is giving up easy touchdowns. So, in a way, his style especially fits this team. I could be wrong. Let's go Seth in Lehigh Valley. Seth, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
How you doing?
What's up, Seth?
What I originally called about was to see if you thought the 10-point spread on the game this week was too high. But I already kind of got your idea what you think about that already.
No, I don't think it's too high. I think they win easy.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to mention is I was supposed to be up on stage with you guys for general knowledge at FanFest. Uh-huh. And I couldn't get to the stage because of all the people that were in front of it.
Sorry.
While AI was on.
Sorry that happened. There was a lot of people. Where were you at the time? Where were you trying to get to? Where were you from trying to get to the stage?
I was like to the right of the stage, nothing against anybody else. I mean, I can't blame them for not letting me to get in front of them. You know, I wouldn't want them to get in front of me while AI was on stage either.
Mm-hmm.
But
sorry about that.
That's all right.
What else? Is that it? Is that all you wanted to say?
Well, yeah, I mean, I just wanted to get your take on the betting line.
Oh, the betting line. Yeah, no. Yeah. When it's a high line, I usually go. Like, it's telling me that they win easy when it's a high line like that. Because Vegas is factoring in the same things we're talking about, which is, well, Wentz hasn't played in a long time. There are all these new stars coming back from injury. Blah, 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 blah. And it's still 9.5, 10. So, you know what I'm saying? To me, that's an indication that they win this game easy. They win it by 3 touchdowns.
I hope so.
All right, brother. Now, Seth, would you like a general knowledge question?
Sure.
All right. We are back in the general knowledge category. So let's go with this one here. Who is known to her fans as Tay-Tay?
Say that again?
Who is known to her fans as Tay-Tay?
Who? Taylor Swift.
That's correct. Taylor Swift is correct. That was an easy one.
Yeah.
So he qualifies for the big $500,000 contest. All right. 610. Are you a Tay-Tay? You don't like Tay-Tay yet now, right? You're not a Tay-Tay.
I loved her initially when I was younger.
Until she did what?
Until she just
started whining about getting her heart broken?
Well, no. I always thought that her music was really good, and she's incredibly talented as a writer and as an artist, but I just don't like the way that she, like, played herself to the public for a long time.
Yes.
And then she was exposed as being a liar.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a victim. Kanye victimized me 45 times. Yeah. And then she would know a concert sold out. Like, she knows it's sold out. She gets on stage, and she's going, I thought the arena was going to be empty. I can't believe it. It was, if you don't shut up.
Yeah, she agreed to be a part of
right.
the song, and he told her the exact line, and then she comes out and don't ever let anybody call you this, and then here she is, she knew the whole time.
About that, the both of you, nay-nay to Tay-Tay.
I loved her, too. I really did. Her early stuff, oh my goodness.
That's the only good thing Kim Kardashian has really done, is exposed her for who she really was.
All right. That could all have bothered.
Well, you brought her up.
I know. Right, let's go.
3 o'clock out, we get the Phil's lineup for tonight as they order quests 17 and 8. Can they do it? Mike Vesnelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.